Hello, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, or should I say my fellow necromancers. It is your girl in a house and you are listening to Delia's Dark Side on Skid Row Studios. And I'm here today with a pretty good show. I'm trying to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to try to stay off the stories and stuff. Maybe we'll see if we have enough time. And I'm tired of telling other people's stories. I think I want to tell a little bit of my own to get my listeners out there to get to know who Delia really is. Now, I told you on the first show, you know, I came from, you know, a family where, you know, my father was a mortician and all that stuff. But I want to tell you some funny stories, some funny Vegas stories today. And I'm always going to try to open the show a little bit with like a question to my listeners. Last week it was, why do people use Facebook as their own fucking like personal diaries, telling crazy ass shit, like, you know, just some psycho shit. This week, I'm gonna go a little bit further and say, my question to you today is it wrong to want to be a swinger? I have thought about this for a very, very long time. And I am married. And my husband's probably going to slap me when I get out of here. He's going to snatch my weave off and shit when I walk out of here. But we've talked about this for a long time. And what I can't understand is, like, just men, period. Not even just my husband, but just men, period. It's like, it's okay to bring another girl into the bedroom, right? But what if, like, I want to get freaky with like another guy, because we meet a lot of like good looking guys when we go out, especially if my husband's like, I'm a fucking killer. But, you know, we meet a lot of people, especially in Vegas, and they're good looking, especially like the musicians and stuff that we meet. And I fantasize a lot about swinging with them. Now, what's wrong? Why is it that men have problems with seeing another man naked? I mean, so what? You're seeing another man naked. I mean, you guys went to, you know, high school, whatever, gym locker rooms and shit. You see schlongs all goddamn day. So what's wrong with seeing a schlong in the bedroom with your girl? Now, is it because you guys are scared that when you're scared that if you're swinging, like, the dicks are going to rub up together? Well, how is that possible when one dick is inside her and the other one's in her mouth? There's no cross-contamination going on. So why are men afraid of that shit? I want to swing, and I would love to bring another man in the bedroom. There's nothing wrong with it, I don't think so. I mean, I got a lot of stories here about bringing other girls into the bedroom, but not other guys. But my husband just won't hear of it. But maybe you guys, my listeners, can call and maybe convince my husband that it's okay to bring another guy in the bedroom. And if you want to call and do that, the number here is 1-800-893-9562. I'll give you that number again. It's 800-893-9562. Is it wrong to want to be a swinger and bring another guy into the bedroom? And another question I have, too, is why are most swingers ugly as fuck? Damn it. I mean, God, I swear to God, it can't go anywhere. Every time I hear about somebody's polyamorous or they're doing this, they're like having like these open relationships. These people are ugly as fuck. Like, seriously, like, how is it that they can even get another couple in the bedroom? Like, both couples are usually ugly. It's not like the man is like, you know, fat and ugly and the woman's hot. They're both fucking ugly. So then there's that question, too. Are you guys with me? Are you listening? Are you with me? I'm serious. This is a question. It's a problem for me. Most of the swingers that I see and that I hear of, they're always ugly as hell. Why is that? If you want to call in and elaborate a little bit, if you're a swinger, you're ugly swinger yourself, and you want to call in, that number again is 800-893-9562. So now I'm going to go and tell a little bit about some funny little Vegas stories that, you know, we've encountered. We go to Vegas a lot, my husband and I. We have a lot of fun when we do. And we also, you usually meet a lot of, you know, interesting, colorful people. And we have just stories and shit. This is what I would like to say when a swinger encounter goes completely fucking wrong. So we're chilling, right? We're in Vegas, and we always go to see one of my favorite Vegas bands. It's the Prince tribute band, because I don't know if you guys know, but Prince is like my motherfucker. Like, I love me some Prince, okay? Like, ever since I was like a little girl, I love Prince. So I have a friend in Vegas, and he does a show. Yes, I'm going to plug him right now. It's called Purple Rain, and I believe right now they're playing at the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas or something. A lot of you probably have heard of them if you go to Vegas, but if not, check them out. Anyway, so this time it was like, I think they were playing at South Point or something. It was somewhere way off in buttfuck Egypt in Vegas. You know, we're sitting there, and I have to go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom, and I meet this chick in there, and she seems pretty cool. You know, we just start talking. You know, we're both drunk. I think she complimented me on my hair or something, because back then I think I had braids or, like, different color braids or something like that. So she complimented me, and I'm like, thanks. So go back and sit down. We're watching a show, and, like, a couple minutes later, because I don't know, every time when I drink, I'm like, I need Depends when I fucking, like, drink or something. My husband always bags on me about this. Like, I need to fucking wear some kind of Depends or something when I drink alcohol, because it just goes right through me. And every 2 minutes, my ass has to get up and go pee. Like, I don't know. I got an old woman's bladder or something. But anyway, so a couple minutes later, go back to the bathroom, and I see the same chick in there. So she's like, hey, you know, I don't know what we started talking about, because, like I said, I was a little buzzed or whatever. But I do recall her pulling out this little bindle. Yes, a little bindle. It was like, you know, like little bindles where people put cocaine in. She pulled, like, this little bindle out, and I'm like, Well, she, like, invited me to go into the stall with her. Yes, she invited me to go into the stall with her, and I'm like, well, I don't know. She don't look like no, like, meth head or nothing like that. So maybe, I'm getting kind of buzzed at this point. That'll kind of, you know, lighten it up, kind of like even it out, whatever. So I go into the bindle. I go into the stall with her. I go into the stall with her, and yes, we get a key, and, you know, we both do our little bumps or whatever, and I'm feeling great at this point. Like, and then, you know, you start talking, like, blah blah blah, you know, you're on that shit, you just start talking, like, blah 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 blah. So we start talking, and we come out, and then she brings her boyfriend over. So, like, we're two, like, we're both mixed couples, right? Like, you know, I'm black, my husband's white, she's white, her husband's black. So we, like, got the whole, like, you know, the whole square effect going on and shit, like tic-tac-toe. So we're sitting there. And at this point, like, we're just, like, talking and lollygagging and drinking and laughing and having a great old time. Looks like the men are really getting along. So it's almost time for the band to wrap up. Actually, it is time for the band to wrap up. So we decide, hey, we're not done partying. We want to party some more. So at this point, we, who was driving? I think my husband was driving that night. The guy that we met, his name was Chef Jimmy. Come to find out, he's a chef at one of the restaurants there. I kept trying to get that motherfucker to make me some hot wings, because my ass was hungry. I wanted some hot wings so bad. I was trying to get this motherfucker to make me some hot wings, but we didn't have a kitchen or anything like that. But he was saying that he can throw down on some hot wings. He was making my mouth water. But so we're driving around, and we're looking for a liquor store. So we grab, you know, some liquor. I think back then my drink of choice was Jack and Coke. So yeah, some Jack and Coke on Coke. That's a good combination. You know, you just really fucked up at that point. So, well, I was just like, I'm a fucking killer. So, anyway, so we ride around, we get our drinks or whatever, and we decide to go back to the our room. Since our room was right there where the band was playing, we decide to go back to our room. So this is when things get really interesting. So I have my boombox there in the room, and we're listening to more Prince music. So we're listening to the music, right? And me and this girl, I think her name was, I don't know, I forgot her name, Shireen or something like that. We start dancing. You know, it's really hot when two girls start dancing with each other. So we get closer and closer. I start feeling on her hair, feeling on her boobs, feeling on her ass. She's feeling my ass, and we're dancing really close at this point, like almost kissing. So out of nowhere, this little fucking troll-looking motherfucker, Chef Jimmy, tries to step in, and he starts shaking and shit. Like, what the fuck is that? My husband is like, man, sit your ass down. Shit down. Let the girls do this. Let the girls just get their thing, whatever, man. Just sit down and watch. You know, it's like when one of those porno movies when you're like watching two really hot girls like going at it and they're just like getting all sensual, and all of a sudden this little like little dick stubby motherfucking man comes in right in between, and you're just like, man, get your ass out of the way. It's like that. He was like, man, get out of the way. Let the girls like do their thing. Let's just watch. So fast forward, we're dancing or whatever. And then I think Chef Jimmy was getting a little jealous. Why would you get jealous when your girl is making out with another girl? That's when you really like fucking bring in the balloons and shit and have a fucking party. At that point, you don't get jealous. So we sit down, we're having, you know, we're drinking or whatever. And then shit just starts turning. Chef Jimmy starts like turning real. Like, you can see the dark side coming out in Chef Jimmy. He's, like, getting really weird. So me and Shireen, we're just talking. And my husband, he's so funny. He's so cute. When he drinks, I tell him, he gets, like, a giddy little bitch. Because he gets, like, a little girl. He'll start flicking you, like, hey, 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 Mo. And he'll just, like, be flicking you, like, hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Like, he just keeps flicking you. And I, at one point, like, I mean, I had to knock him out a couple times because that flicking just gets on your nerves. So he's doing this to Chef Jimmy. And Chef Jimmy is, like, thinking that my husband's on some gay shit. So I tell Shireen, let's go into the bathroom and pretend like we're doing something. But we weren't really doing something in the bathroom. We just wanted to leave those two alone to see if they were going to get along. So my husband's still like a little yapping chihuahua. Hey, hey, Chef Jimmy, hey. And you know, he's like, man, stop touching me, man. What, you on some gay shit or something? Like, why you got to be on some gay shit just because you're flicking the dude? It's like trying to get his attention. But dude just keeps going. He's getting jealous, getting into this just dark mode or whatever. So we notice that the two of them are arguing. So we come out of the bathroom and we're like, okay. And then dude just like, he started talking about knives and shit. Like he was going to bring out some knives. This is when I said, this is when the swinging goes to the like really fucked up, not a good dark side, but really fucked up. He started talking about some knives and shit. I was like, yo, y'all gonna get the fuck up out of here because this motherfucker is tripping. So needless to say, yeah, that didn't really go too far because Chef Jimmy was just a fuck up. And so, yeah, I told them, I had to kick both of their asses out because Pat was too happy. And I was just like, y'all just gotta get the fuck up out of here. I threw their drinks out in the hallway, threw them bitches out. And that was the end of that. That is when swinging goes totally wrong. So with that, now I'm going to take a break while I look up another story to tell you, and we'll be back right after this. Hey, and we are back here on Delia's Dark Side. I just want to throw in, if you guys go to my Facebook, it's Delia's Dark Side Radio Show.com on Facebook. And you can always also find out about my Delia's jewels. As I showed you guys last week, I don't have any of my jewels on today. But I make, like, you know, sugar skull beads. Like, I call them positive energy bracelets and necklaces and stuff because I put all my positive energy in there, you know? And so, like, yeah, I make them for bands and stuff. And the band that I made a few of them for, their band has actually, you know, took off and really succeeded since they've been wearing my bracelets. And I could tell every time when I give them a bracelet when I'm there that they get, like, full of energy and stuff. So they do really work. So if you go to Delia's Jewels on Delia's darksideradio.com, Facebook, you can find me there. And also you can go to Delia's darksideradioshow.com. That's where I have my podcast, and check out some archive shows. I actually got to put up some new stuff on there pretty soon. But if you want to elaborate on the story I just told you about Chef Jimmy going crazy and shit, and yeah, fucking up the sure girl and girl action I could have had that night, then you can. The number is 1-800-893-9562. And yes, I do like to party. We do like to party like rock stars. But moving on now, another crazy Vegas story. This one is kind of scary, actually. I call this lady Crazy Mary. Like Bloody Mary. She was kind of actually Bloody Mary and Crazy Mary, too. This bitch was nuts. All right, so there we are. We had another concert, because we go to a lot of concerts when we're in Vegas. So we're sitting there, you know, just having a good time. And this couple walks over to us. They're an older white couple, like probably middle aged, like in their 50s or probably even close to 60. They both had on, I think they had on like matching, you know, those tourist shirts with the flowers, those Hawaiian ugly ass tourist shirts that people wear. I think they had on matching tourist shirts and shit. They were like weird. And, you know, they had, you know, gray hair and stuff. The guy seemed to be pretty, pretty cool. But the lady was just like, she was on one. And I remember we're sitting there and my husband and I were talking about going to a strip club after the show, because I fancy strip clubs a lot. And we both do. And because I come from a stripper background, you know, I used to be a stripper. I don't know if I shared that with you guys, but yeah, I used to be a stripper and I had a lot of fun, made good money, whatever. But so, yeah, we were talking about going to Sue. I think it was Crazy Horse 2 or something. I don't think it's there in Vegas anymore. But yeah, we were talking about going there that night. And so we're talking to these people and they kept buying us drinks. And we're like, okay, well, these people seem nice or whatever. They're, you know, buying us drinks and stuff. So, you know, we'll sit and we'll let them come sit and talk to us. They're really not our type of people that we hang out with, because they seem like a little kind of trailer parky, but like trailer park people with money, though. You can tell that they had money. But they were like weird. Well, the guy, like I said, seemed cool, but this lady was weird. So we were just, they were like, so what are you guys going to do, you know, after the show? Where are you guys going? We're like, no, we're just going to go probably to a strip club or something like that. Like, oh, really? Which one? And we were saying Crazy Horse 2. And so I think the husband didn't want to go or something, but she was like being really, really mean to him and like talking to him like really rude and like kind of like slapping him and shit in front of us. And we were like, dude, what the fuck is going on? Like, this is fucking crazy. Like, he didn't want to go, but she, you know, was like trying to push him into going. We're like, no, that's okay. You guys don't have to go. You know, we'll just, you know, you guys don't have to go. So somehow we lose them. And, you know, I was trying to get away from her because she was just like really weird. So somehow we lose the couple. I don't know where they went. I think they went upstairs. And I'll tell you what happened I'll tell you what she said happened when they went upstairs. But they went upstairs. So we decided to go up to the room, refresh, and come down and get in a cab and go to Crazy Horse 2. So we're there and I'm thinking that, okay, we fucking got rid of fucking crazy ass Mary. She's nowhere to be found, because she was like following us through the fucking the hotel. We were staying at the Las Vegas Hilton. She's following us through the hotel and everything. So we finally like lose her, get into the cab or something. So we go into the Crazy Horse 2. We sit there. We have a couple drinks. Then I decide that I want to, you know, go up to the stage and tip one of the girls that was on stage. So I sit at the stage where this girl is dancing, and I swear before God and Christ, the bitch Crazy Mary was sitting right across the stage staring at me. Yeah, girl, she was sitting there, and she was just like, had her hand under her chin, and she was just like staring at me with her eyes all fucking big and shit. I'm like, oh shit, Pat, it's Crazy Mary. She's sitting right across right there. Ah! And I was like screaming and shit. He was like, oh shit. So I go sit back down with him. And then she comes over. She's like, hey, what happened to you guys? We were looking all over for you. And I'm like, we didn't tell you that it was okay for you to come with us. We were just telling you where we were going. We didn't know that you were going to fucking stalk us and be here. And she's like, no, you guys should have waited. And we're like, so where's your husband? She's like, oh, I sent that motherfucker to bed. I kicked his ass. And we're like, oh, shit. And she's just like fucking like shaking and shit. She's drinking whiskey. The bitch was like, she was nothing to be playing with. The motherfuckers are stalking you, and they're wearing tourist flower shirts and drinking whiskey. You don't want to have shit to do with these motherfuckers. Like, and then you just beat the hell out of your husband. You admitted that shit. We were like, oh, shit. So I'm like, okay, well, I want to get... She's, like, sitting next to us at this point. She would not leave. Why wouldn't a bitch leave? She wouldn't leave. I couldn't get rid of her. I could not shake her. I'm like, dude, leave. Go do something. We don't want to be with you. We even left to get up to go sit at another table. The bitch got up and followed us. I'm like, she was psycho. She was determined to get her some of me that night or something, dude. She was after my ass, and I was like, not having any part of it. So there's a girl walking, and, you know, I think she's kind of hot or whatever. So my husband, he knows what kind of girl I like when we go to strip clubs. So this girl is walking back and forth, and I tell him to go get the girl. So he goes and grabs this girl to come over and give me a lap dance. Dude, Crazy Mary's sitting right next to me while this girl is giving me a lap dance, and she's sitting here like all like in my lap and shit while the girl's trying to give me a lap dance, talking to the girl like, oh my God, like really, like just like, you really like, in my ear talking about, you really like her, like, oh my God, like, oh my God, I can't believe that you would actually leave me for her, like, yeah, some crazy shit. I was like, man, if you don't get your ass away from here, you fucking up my game right now. Get away. She would not move. So she even offered to pay for the lap dance. And she kept throwing, like, putting dollars and $20 bills in the lady's fucking underwear and shit. Like, I'm like, ah, oh, man, I can't shake this bitch. Like, I was literally almost in tears. I want to get rid of her so bad. I thought she was going to fucking kill us. I was scared to go to the bathroom because I was afraid this bitch was going to come into the bathroom and, like, knife my ass. Yeah, with the fucking hatchet, like, eek, eek, eek. Like, she was, you better give me some pussy right now. She was fucked up. Oh, my God. I don't know how the hell, but, dude, we fucking were like, okay, if you can't beat him at this point, we're like, if you can't beat him, you might as well join him. So we let Crazy Mary stay because we were scared that if we, like, you know, cursed her out or something, she would, like, come fucking shoot both of us in the head or, like, knife us or, I don't know, she have a fucking ice pick or some shit, I don't know, stab me in the vagina, I don't know. So we were like, all right, fine. She was buying rounds of drinks, but she was buying us whiskey. And the more whiskey we drank, the more fucked up, the more fucked up, the more fucked up we got. Like, I'm serious. Like, I drank one glass of whiskey, and I swear, like the room was, like, turning, you know, like LSD type shit. And she was actually starting to look good to me. Yeah, that's when you know I'm fucked up.
Did you make sure she didn't lace your drinks with something?
You know, I don't remember because I was pretty fucked up on Jack and Cokes. And then, like, I know when the waitress came to bring us the drinks, I don't remember if she, like, grabbed them first or put something in there. I couldn't tell you.
She couldn't be that good of a stalker.
I don't know, man.
We're clever.
I was trying to get away from her either, you know, and I went back to the stage to, like, try to get away from her. She was sitting there. I don't know if, like, I turned my head and I was tipping a dancer or something. Maybe she probably put, like, some, you know, some Visine, that old school shit in there or something. I don't know. That's crazy, man. So I don't know how the hell we got away, but I know we were, both of us, and my husband rarely gets fucked up to the point where he can't walk, but both of us are fucked up to the point that we can't walk. Somehow we got the hell out of that strip club, though, and we made it back to our room safe. And we woke up, though, we were like, oh, shit. We're like, fuck, he was like, do you remember what happened? I was like, God, all I remember, even now to this day, is still a blur. Crazy Mary is still a blur. Like, her fucking crazy ass eyes and, dude, that fucking stringy ass gray blonde hair. I still see her in my dreams at night, my nightmares and shit. No, no more Crazy Mary. So that's the crazy ass fucking Crazy Mary story. I'm going to take a break. Be back with some more crazy Vegas stories after this. All right, we are back here on Delia's Dark Side. So I hope you guys enjoyed that crazy-ass Mary story shit. Next time you go to Vegas, you better look out, because motherfucking Crazy Mary, you never know where that bitch will be lurking. So, yeah, if you want to call me and elaborate or, you know, talk about a little bit more of that, then you can call me here at 1-800-893-9562. The number again is 1-800-893-9562, and you can hit me up on Delia's Dark Side Radio Show.com. And you can follow up on some of my podcast shows or whatever. Like I said, it's about time for me to put some new ones on the site. But anyway, so moving from the Crazy Mary story to another question I have to ask people. This is actually a question that came up. Me and my girlfriends and I were talking about this earlier this week at the gym. My friend just came from Vegas, and, you know, we were talking about, why do people bring their kids to Vegas? Vegas is not the place for little kids. And I'll tell you why. Because they'll meet a motherfucker like me. I'm telling you. So,
or Mary.
Huh? Or crazy-ass Mary, too. Either one of us. I'm probably in those little kids' nightmares. So this is a story about it was my birthday about a year and a half ago or something like that. We were celebrating my birthday, and I wanted to go see this Michael Jackson tribute band because I'm a Michael Jackson fan too. Rest in peace, Michael. So we want to see this new guy who was doing this Michael Jackson tribute band at the Rio. So, you know, we're there, we're standing in line, and we have been drinking like all day long. Of course, you drink like fish when you're in Vegas, right? Well, we're standing in line. And we're kind of bored because we see like a lot of kids and they want to take their kids to see Michael Jackson. I mean, why don't you wait and take them to see like a Michael Jackson tribute band like at Circus? First of all, why would you take them to the Rio? The Rio is nothing but like ass and tits and like naked people on floats and shit. Why do you want your kids to see that kind of shit anyway? And, you know, they have that show in the sky where girls are like halfway, they're not topless, but they're not like necessarily clothed either. I mean, they're scantily clad. Why would you want to take your kids to see that shit? But anyway, so we're standing in line, and there's these cute little boys standing in front of me, and they're like just sitting there like giggling and stuff or whatever. So I'm drinking, and I'm just like, all of a sudden I start talking to these little kids, and I'm like, hey, so you guys like Michael Jackson? Like, yeah, yeah, little snaggy tooth little boys talking. Yeah, we like Michael Jackson. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's really cool, huh? I was like, what's your favorite song? Like, I don't know. And I don't know, the more I start drinking, the more like I start like talking to them. Like, yeah, so where are you guys from? Are you guys from LA? And I'm like, who are you guys here with, first of all? Because they're just talking to me, and I don't see, like, any parent. Nobody's, like, you know, giving any kind of supervision. You're talking to, you got your kids, 7-year-olds, talking to a drunk-ass lady. I mean.
That's what happens in Vegas.
I know. That's what you get for having your kids in Vegas, you know? So I'm just there talking to them. You know, we're talking about Michael Jackson or whatever. And I don't see them, no chaperone or whatever. Come to find out, they're there with their uncle, and their uncle was drunker than I was. So, and I'm just like, okay. So I started talking to them, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I perform with a Michael Jackson tribute band too, because I do. I dance sometimes with a Michael Jackson tribute band called The King of Pop. I play the girl in The Way You Make Me Feel sometimes. He has other different girls do it, but I'm the original girl that did it. So I was talking to them about that. I was like, yeah, you know, I dance. I perform with a Michael Jackson tribute band, too. And they're like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, you guys should come see me. Like, yeah, you guys should, like, come hang out. like these kids are, like, 21 years old or something. They're just, like, sitting there, like, giggling and shit. And, like, yeah, like, I don't have my cards right now, but, oh, my God, like, you guys should totally come check me out. Like, and I'm starting cursing at this point. My husband's like, Mo, be quiet. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Fuck this fucking line and shit. And what the fuck? And these kids are just like giggling at me and laughing. And the chaperone is not saying nothing because he's sitting there drinking his whatever the hell he has, something brown. I don't know, probably Crown Royal and 7-Up or some shit like that. But it's like, that's what I say. Don't bring your kids to Vegas because they'll meet a drunk ass motherfucker like me. All right. So don't do it, folks. So next up. Let's see. I want to tell you like a little story, another birthday story of mine. This is kind of funny. So we're at the Hilton, and a good friend of ours used to play in a band there. And it's my birthday, you know, I want to get crazy, you know, like 50 Cent said it's your birthday, you know, go party like it's your birthday or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I take my birthday very seriously, and I start partying for like that whole month. Well, we're in Vegas, and you know, we're watching his band, and I'm just like getting faded and more faded again. My drink of choice at that time was Jack and Coke. So I'm drinking. So I love to get on the floor and dance my ass off and like show off, you know, my moves and stuff when, you know, I'm drinking, especially like when I'm listening to a good band or whatever. So I'm dancing on the floor or whatever, having a good time, dancing with girls, dancing with guys, just having a great old time. And at some point, the band was getting ready to leave. They, you know, they do their little solos and introduce themselves and do their little solos. So I don't know what possessed me. You know, like at a concert when people do the stage dive off the stage. Well, I invented something new called the reverse stage dive. And that's when like I got on the floor and somehow rolled myself up on the stage because I was so drunk. Instead of rolling off the stage, I rolled on the stage. And everybody was cracking up. It was a fun time. And, yeah, so they call that, you know, they call me every time they see me. They go, reverse stage dive. So, yeah. So moving on. So I want to talk about some swingers that I met recently about a month and a half ago. We were at a Dead Man's Party concert. They're good friends of ours. All these funny stories take place at a concert. Obviously, we like to listen to music and shit. So this concert, I wasn't expecting to meet these people. Actually, we go in and one of our good friends, she, you know, escorts us to her VIP section. So she's got like this long table. It's her birthday. You know, she's party. You can already tell homegirl was like probably eight sheets to the wind already. She's like, hey, girl. And, oh, my God, it's my birthday. And guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, I met some swingers online and they're coming here today. I'm like, they're coming here. And this is like the first time I've ever met like swingers, like that actually had a group like swingers. So it was like actually kind of meeting celebrities. So one group of swingers come in, guy and his wife. And like I said, why are swingers always ugly? And this is proof right here, dude. He kind of looked like cross between Alton Brown, you know, from the cooking show. And you remember Joe Jackson, the guy that sang the song, Be There, Stepping Up, back in the 80s? No. You got to Google him, Joe Jackson. And I'm not talking about like the Joe Jackson, the way he looked in 84. I'm talking about Joe Jackson now with the receding hairline and about three hairs on his head, glasses, like this kind of shit. And the wife wasn't, I mean, she wasn't bad. She was okay. So we're sitting there and they're like shaking, they shook our hands and stuff. And the guy is just looking kind of creepy. Like he sat down and you can tell like in his face, like when he sat down, he was so great, like happy to meet me. He was like, oh yeah, I'm going to give me some black ass tonight. And he was like, he was just staring at me the whole time. He sat like right across from me and he's just staring in my eyes and stuff. And then, so another group of swingers walk in. And I forget what the girl looks like because I remember the guy was just super duper muscled the fuck up. Like, his eyelashes had muscles. His farts had muscles. You know, and I don't know why these men, like, when they're all muscular and stuff, they want to wear tight-ass pants to show off how muscular their ass is. These pants were so tight, you could tell that his asshole had muscles. Like, he was flexing everywhere. Like, and I didn't like him. Here's another thing that I think about these swingers and stuff, too, and these polyamorous people. They're very smart ass. They're smart asses, and they're very condescending. They're very condescending. You know, I have a friend, I wouldn't call her a friend anymore. She's not really a friend. I can't stand the bitch, though. But she's, like, polyamorous, too. And they just, I don't know, they think they're this really nerdy and really, like, condescending, and I hate that shit about them. Most of them are like that. And so my husband, there he is, Mr. Giddy, want to, like, hey, 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 and hit you, hey, hey. So he's doing that to this guy. He's like, hey, hey, John, hey, blah, 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 hey, hey, you know, and the guy is like, okay, like, back the fuck up. And I'm, like, thinking at any point this muscular motherfucker is about to jump up and, like, punch my husband. I'm like, Pat, just kind of back down. He's like, no, that's John, you know, hey, let's hang out, whatever. So I'm like, dude, whatever. So I'm talking to my friend. And then my friend tells the first couple that I have a radio show. So the guy is like, oh, really? So what about your radio show? Tell me more about it. I'm like, oh, you know, it's just called Delia's Dark Side. And I tell like a lot of crazy sex stories and stuff. Oh, really? Tell me some of your crazy sex stories. Like what? And I'm like, well, I talk a lot about necrophilia and stuff. He's like, oh, really? Necrophilia? That's interesting. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, so what do you think? Why do you think people are into that? I'm like, well, you know, a lot of people are into it because, you know, they, you know, get off on, you know, being able to fuck something that can't speak back or run away. So he's like, and I can tell that he's getting the really intrigued by me because his receding, his hairline is starting to recede and run way back, even further away from his face. So I can tell he's looking all surprised and like all interested in what I'm talking about. He's like, oh, really? And so does that turn you on? I go, it doesn't turn me on when I get horny, but he's like, oh, I see. And then I say, and I talk about swinging too, and his eyes got really wide because I don't think that he knew that I knew that they were swingers. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I talk about, you know, polyamorous and all this stuff, like, you know, swinging and all that shit too. He's like, oh, really? Oh, wow. What do you think about that? I was like, you know, I think it's cool or whatever. I was kind of scared to say this, but I was like, yeah, you know, I've been talking to my husband about, you know, probably swinging or stuff. He's like, oh, really? He got really excited at that point. I'm like, dude, simmer your little receding hairline ass down. Just chill. I don't want to swing with you. So there are more and more people start coming in. And I, at this point, I'm just like looking around the table because I'm drinking my Tom Collins and I'm looking at all these people. It's like you're like on the outside looking in. The way these people interact was weird. And I'm like, dude, like I started calling at that point, I called them the groovy ghoulies because they're just like all fucking groovy ghoulies. Like, I swear to God, I went down to watch the band for a little bit. When I came back up, homeboy John's wife was sitting on Alton Brown's lap. Fucking these two chicks were like talking like very face to face, like they're about to start fucking right there on the table. And I'm like, well, let it go. But I got pissed off because one of the ladies was sitting on my coat, and I didn't like that because, you know, like when you put your coat down and like you have the long part, you know, sitting on the seat, the bitch was sitting in my coat. And I was like, when I got up, I was like, homie, you got to move right now. It's like, you got to get the hell up out of here. She's like, oh, is that your jacket? Yeah, and you're sitting in it. Like, I don't know where your ass has been. You've been fucking like all these different couples and stuff. And now you want to sit your little nasty, sweaty ass on my coat? Get the fuck up out of my coat. So that's when I was just like kind of not feeling them. Anyway, needless to say, my girl was like super drunk and she couldn't handle her liquor. She couldn't handle herself. And they just all got up and left her. And I don't know, I think they all went probably to somebody's house and had like a nice fucking orgy or whatever the fuck. But I was like, those ugly motherfuckers can have each other. And that's what I mean by what I say. Why are swingers ugly? So that's the show today. It's about swingers and crazy ass Vegas stories. I'm going to leave you now. This is Delia's Dark Side, and I'm out of here. Peace out.
Delia's gone, one more round. Delia's gone.